Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has sent an unsigned letter from Parliament to the European Union requesting a Brexit extension, but made it clear in another signed note he doesn't actually want one. NPR's Frank Langford has the latest political news from London.
Johnson's opponents passed an amendment that withholds their endorsement of his Brexit withdrawal deal until all the related legislation is passed. Lawmakers feared that additional Brexit legislation might not make it through Parliament by the deadline at the end of this month, and that the UK would inadvertently crash out of the EU with no deal, which would cause economic damage. Johnson is required by law to send a letter to Brussels because he failed to pass his deal, but instead sent the unsigned letter. One lawmaker called Johnson's move pathetic and said she would take him back to court on Monday to compel him to request an extension. The EU has yet to respond. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
The commander of the Kurdish-led forces in northeast Syria is calling the U.S.-Turkey ceasefire agreement a, quote, really terrible deal, and he's calling on President Trump to reverse it. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Dohuk, Iraq, near the Syrian border.
General Mazlum Kobani Abdi told NPR the U.S. troop withdrawal will make it difficult for the U.S. to help his forces fight ISIS. He said his forces will abide by a U.S.-Turkish brokered pause in the fighting for 5 days, but he said his forces would withdraw only from one area facing the heaviest fighting, not from the entire Turkish border area. Turkey's president says if the troops do not leave the whole area, Turkey will resume its offensive. President Trump has said Kurds were happy with the ceasefire deal, but the Kurdish commander said it will have, quote, catastrophic consequences. He's referring to Turkish plans to resettle millions of Syrian refugees in the area. Kurds in Syria fear the refugees will be hostile to Kurds and force them to flee. General Abdi said, quote, I would like to tell Trump that he promised to protect the Kurds. He said the U.S. did not fulfill its promise. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Dohuk.
New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is endorsing Senator Bernie Sanders for president. Ocasio-Cortez says the campaign is far larger than a presidential.
This is about really creating a mass movement, a multiracial mass movement of working class Americans to guarantee health care, housing, and education as rights for all.
She also says that while speaking to Sanders while he was in the hospital recovering from a heart attack, it made her realize she wanted to be part of that mass movement as soon as possible. Sanders says the key to defeating President Trump is to create a campaign of energy and excitement.
There's nobody I know better than Alexandria capable of doing that, of inspiring so many people who have not been involved in the political process.
Both Ocasio-Cortez and Sanders speaking to NPR's All Things Considered tonight after appearing at a rally in Queens today. This is NPR. Monday is the deadline for tens of thousands of Californians to apply for payments from the state's biggest utility, PG&E, for damages suffered in a series of devastating and deadly wildfires over the past several years. But officials say a majority of those eligible haven't sought compensation. PG&E is blamed for many of the fires and is required to cover a wide range of fire-related losses as part of its bankruptcy plan. Lawyers for a group appointed by the courts to represent wildfire victims in bankruptcy say survivors are still traumatized by losing their homes and trying to deal with everyday life. The Yankees have clung to their spot in the American League Championship Series after beating the Astros last night. NPR's Amy Held reports the teams face off again this hour in Houston for Game 6.
Going into the game Friday in New York, the Astros were one win away from securing the series, but the Yankees held them off, winning 4-1. Outfielder Aaron Judge says despite the Astros' edge, he was confident going into the game.
I knew we were going to Houston, you know, when I woke up. You know, I just knew this team was going to come out strong, come out swinging, and you know, we took care of business tonight, but now we still got, you know, important Game 6 coming up.
The Astros still lead the best-of-seven series 3-2 and are hoping tonight's contest on their home turf is the clincher. If the Yankees even it out, the teams would compete one last time tomorrow in Houston for the chance to take on the Washington Nationals in Tuesday's World Series. Amy Held, NPR News.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.